that would serve them well for all of their lives. He was lucky to watch his daughters grow into adulthood, but he would only live long enough to see Disneyland through its first 11 formative years. Walt knew that happiness came most frequently when he was with his family, where he could be true to himself and to his inner forces. After World War II, his doctors recommended that he take up a hobby to alleviate the pressures of the movie studio. A man needs a new set of problems to pull his mind away from the old ones, Walt said. So he looked for a hobby that he could share with his family. Circumstances rekindled his lifelong passion for trains and miniatures. According to Ray Bradbury, science fiction author and Walt's good friend, Disney knew from the start that there were two kinds of people in the world, people who enjoy happiness and people who hate it. Walt set out to build a place that would satisfy both kinds of people. As Walt's passion for his hobbies grew, he wanted to share it with others. This was typical, according to his daughter Diane. When he bought things, they were to give to somebody or to do something with, but he wanted to build an amusement park that people could come to and really be happy, just like him. Building the park would be a new type of challenge for Walt. Disney historian Michael Broghi said, during one of his visits to a local train store, he was asked about the size of his layout, since he was frequently ordering additional equipment. Walt told the clerk it would never be finished.